where our New Testament based about it. Raisa said, maybe Adam Todosa Bechaga Sukkis, the Yotze Boyadecho Vasa Vashim Simcha, you can be Yotze Simcha with the Toda that you bring on Chol HaMoed, but you can't be Yotze Chagiga. And we explain the Simcha doesn't say anywhere you have to bring Dafka or Shlomim. Whatever you bring, we can be Yotze with Simcha. But Chagiga is a Chiyuv, and you can't bring something that's a Chova from anything but Chulin. You can't bring it for something you're already Chayiv to bring for another reason. Tomorrow says, Pshita, Dover Shebechovahu. Right? Of course, if any Yotze Vlom Mishum Chagiga, it's a Dover Shebechovah. And a Dover Shebechovah, a whole Dover Shebechovah, ain't no boy, Elamin Achulin. Can't bring it from something that's already Kodesh. Tomorrow says, Lot Shriecha, the Afagav, the Porish. Even though when you separated the Toda, you specifically said that you're going to use it for Chagiga, still it's not going to help. Kidaboy min Erev Shim and Lakish Merev Yochanan. Like Rish Lakish asked Reb Yochanan, Ha'omer Ha'raya like Toda, the Eitzei Boy Yidei Chagiga. Person says, I'm separating this as a Toda, I'm accepting myself a Toda, and I want to be Yotzei with it, the Chagiga. See, he made a condition, that he could be Yotzei a Chagiga with this Toda. Or Hareini Nozer, Va'agaleach, Mimos Maisa Sheni. Right? I'm going to be a Nozer, but I want to be able to bring my Karbonos from Mos Maisa Sheni. Mahu, Omerlei, Nodr Veinu Yotze. The Nether is a Nether, and he's not Yotze with the Chagiga, with the Toda. And he's a Nozer, Veinu Magaleach, and he can't use Mos Maisa Sheni. Rashi explains why. Dover Shebechovahu, Bichsi V'chagosa. It says, Beferish in the Torah, you have to make a Korban Chagiga. Min HaChulin, V'lo Mimos Maisa Sheni. Anything that's a Dover Shebechovah, you can't use Maiser for. And that applies today also with Maiser Ksofim also. Anything that you have to do, you can't use Maiser Ksofim to do it. V'lo Mimos Maisa Sheni. V'lo Minadorma Dover Shebechovah, V'lo Mimos. Not Maisa Sheni, and you can't use Nadorma Nadovo, since you're already Chayiv to bring them. You can't use them to, what's it called, Biyotze, your Chiyu also. For another thing, the Afagav the Paris, Kishinodar HaTolda, Pirish HaMenash Yotze Boyde Chagigasa. When you separated the Tolda, you specified you want to use it for the Chagigah, it still won't help. Why? Lagalech Mimos Vaisheshani, Karbono Shigazar Alav, Hakosu Biom Tiglachto, Ekna Mimos Vaisheshani. The Karbonos I have to bring when I shave my head. At the end of the Naziros, you have to bring three Karbonos. So he made a stipulation that he can bring those karbanos from Mos Maaser Sheni. So Moses says, Nodr ala Toda. The Toda is, there's a nether to bring the Toda, but ve'eno yotze bo yidei chagiga, but you can't use it for chagiga, even though you made a stipulation. Doesn't help. Nozer ve'eno mikaleach, mimos maaser, ela minachulin. You're a nozer, and you can't bring the karbanos from Maaser Sheni, even though you stipulated it. You have to bring it from chulin. Why? The kivan domer hare olai, since you said, I'm going to bring the Toda. Or I'm going to be a Nazir Nischayev. You were immediately Chayev to bring the Toda and to be a Nazir. Damir legavoa kemesir lehegdish. Saying something when it comes to Hegdish is like already giving it to Hegdish. So it already is Chal on you, just from the saying. The Chihadar Om La'amanas La'milseh. And therefore, since now you're Chayev to bring it, you have to bring it from something that's Chulin. And now your condition is not going to help anymore. But if you would say the opposite way, right, Tosa says, Rashi holds like that too. Right, Tosa says, "Avim Amar Ibcha Amanasha Eitze Mishum Chagiga Hare Olai Toda." Then it would be helped, because then you didn't make the nether first, and now we're trying to break it. You made the nether with a stipulation. Then it'll help. Nobody asked you to bring this Toda. So, for instance, if a person, made a nether to by the Sefer Torah, and then he says, "You know what? I want to pay with my Sesheni." It doesn't help. Since you made the nether, you're chayiv to pay it. Now it's a Dover Shebechovah. You can't use Mos Maaser Ksofim for that. But if you said, "I'm making this, I'm making this nether on the stipulation that I could use Mos Maaser Ksofim," right? So you didn't make the nether except on that stipulation. You didn't make the nether first and then make the stipulation. You made the stipulation before you made the nether. That helps. That's okay. Okay, Hu Gavra, the Omer Lahu Havule Arba Me Azuze Leploni, Velin Sibarti. Right, person was a Shchivmara, and he said the following. He said, "Give 400 zoos to so and so, and let him marry my daughter." Amra papa arba mea shokel, ubarte iboy nosi, iboy lo nosi. No, he gets the 400 because that wasn't part of the stipulation to begin with. And if he wants to marry the daughter, he can. If he doesn't want to marry the daughter, he doesn't have to. But the 400 zoos is not dependent on marrying the daughter. Time with the Omer Havulei Velinsev. That's because he said it in that order. Havul I Omer Linsev Havulei. If he said it in the opposite order, right? Let him marry my daughter and then give him 400 zoos. Then the 400 zoos is dependent on his marrying the daughter. I Nosev Shokil. I Nosev Lo Shokil. I Lo Nosev Lo Shokil. Rashi. Mahu Gavra Mitzava Machmas Misahaya. He was dying and he said this as his last will and testament. Okay, therefore, what's the same halacha, it takes effect just with his amira. Okay, he doesn't have to make any kinyonim. Just by saying it, it takes effect. So since he said, give the 400 zoos, it's like it was given. Now he said about marrying the daughter, it's too late. Now he can't stipulate the present with a later stipulation. But if he stipulated that first, and then the 400 zoos, then the 400 zoos only goes if he marries the daughter. Yosef Mareimer v'komer l'hashmaisim mishmeh d'nafshei. Mareimer said this halacha in his own name. You say it in your name. We already said this as a shaila that Reish Lakish has to be Yochanan, like we just learned. This halacha, that if a person said Harele Tolda, and I want to be Yosef Mechagiga, that it doesn't help, unless he said it in the opposite order, he said it mishmei the nafshi. V'lo amr lo v'loshen boy. He didn't say it as a shayla. Ela me'elav amr. He said it as halacha and his own name. Ha'omer harei alei tolda ve'etzev v'yidei chagiga harei nozer ha'galeach v'los ma'isr sheni nozer v'enu yotzi nozer v'enu megaleach. Asun ha'chi masnisa le'me'aleha. You learned it like this and you're saying it in your own name. V'lo mishmei the Rabbi Yochanan. You didn't learn it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Anan ki the boy minei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan masnina la da'had Rabbi Yochanan ha'chi. And we learned that it was a shayla that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and this was the answer Rabbi Yochanan gave. Okay. Tani tama kamed Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba. Vayakri v'sa'ola v'yaseha kamishpat. It says by the Miluim that they made the ola, and they made it v'yaseha kamishpat. Kamishpat what? Kamishpat olas nadava. Right? This was an ola that was a chiyuv, that was part of the Miluim, and they made it like the olas nadava. We made al olas chova shetuna smicha. From here we learn that an ola schova also needs smicha, because all the parshios in Vayikra that speak about ola are olas nadava. That's where it says smicha. So since it says over here that he made it kamishbat, so it means that he made that the same halachas as an olas nadava, just like an olas nadava needs smicha, an olas schova needs smicha. Omerle do omerle chomani beishamahi. Are you saying this, that we need a pasuk to tell me that an ola schova needs smicha? That only goes according to Beishamai. The logamri shalmei chova meshalmei nedava. Because Beishamai don't learn shalmei chova from shalmei nedava or vice versa. Meaning that shalmei chova, Beishamai holds, you're allowed to bring on what's it called, on Yom Tov. But shalmei nedava not. So we don't learn one from the other. Let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi till here. Vayaseh kamishpat. Ma mishpat ha'omer ba'olas chova. Al korcha kamishpat ha'mefurish ba'olas nedava. It says Vayaseha, no, we've had it before. Vayakri v'sa'ola, olas yom shmini shal miluim. This was the ola that they brought on the eighth day of the miluim. Shehit l'akosav al Aaron chova l'yom. There was a chova for Aaron to bring this ola that day. Where it says, kach l'cha egel v'boker l'chatos v'ayel l'ola t'mimim. That was the carbon of Aaron. So Rashi learns it's going on the carbon of Aaron, right? And Tosus learns it's going on the ola of the tzibur. That day also the tzibur had to bring an ola too. Vayaseh kamishpat, man mishpat ha'omer ba'ola schova. Al korcha kamishpat ha'mefurish ba'ola s'ndova. But this way that he brought the ola schova was with the same halachas that you bring in ola s'ndova. Vayikra ka'omer, she called mishpat ha'ola u'shlamim shom nemru. All the halachas of ola and shlam were said in Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra. V'shom nedova dibra kosu. There the Torah is talking about an nedova. Right, not something you have to bring. Deceive Adam ki yakri mikem mashbik sheir tziyakri uksiv hasam the somach yado. There it says the loch of smicha. But also haim kamishbat deceive ba'olis chova lalamid aleh shatiton smicha kishar mishpilin dova. So this pasuk tells me that an olis chova is also chayiv in smicha, which I wouldn't know if you didn't have this pasuk. Omer le'Rav Yitzchak Latana, the Omer lechamani hadi itzrik kralahachi. That which you need a pasuk to tell me. that olas nadav is chayiv in smicha, below gomer lo v'binyan av, demam motzinu b'nadav she ola, betuna smicha, av chova she ola, kamos of ton smicha, and you don't learn it stam, that whatever applies to a nadav applies to a chova. You don't need a special pasuk to tell me that. Learn one from the other. Who would hold that you couldn't learn one from the other just stam? Beishamahi. The Omer Masnisim, the Vien Shlomim Shal Yontif, Shein Chova, the Ein Somchim Aleim, Veshame says that you bring Shlomim that are Chova for Yontif, Shalmi Chagiga, right? And you don't make Shmicha. The time of Mai, and now the Gemara thinks, the reason is because Veshame holds you don't need Shmicha on a Shlomim that's a Chova. The time of Mai, Mishum the Shmicha of Vayikraksi, Bishalmi Nadova. The Shmicha was said by Shalmi Nadova in Parshas Vayikra. The Imzevach Shlomim Karbano, Vesomach Yodom. The Kosavri, Lo Gamrin, and Chovim Nadova. And Bishalmi hold, you don't learn Shalmi Chova from Shalmi Nadova, and Shalmi Chova don't need Shmicha. The Kosavri, Lo Gamrin, and Chovim Nadova. The Parchidim Al Nadova, Shekin Mitsuya. Why? Because you can't learn one from the other, because you could say, Nadova needs Shmicha because it's Mitsuya. You can bring it any time. So that's why it needs smicha. Bechol shah sheyirtzi is not it. The yavi. Tomer bechova she'en ela kishasi is chayiv. Chova is only when you're chayiv in it. It's not all the time. Therefore, the hilkach lo dach yismicha ditu yantiv. Therefore, it's not choshev enough that its smicha should be dochi yantiv. Right? Pashas, other rishonim learn that it's not, it's bechlal yironi smicha. Not that it's not dochi yantiv. Bechlal yironi smicha. Hilkach, or the smicha is not a chova, and the mail is not docha yantif. You could make smicha, but it's not docha yantif if you want to make smicha. Right? All the shitas hold that even though you don't have to make smicha, you could. Like an isha doesn't have to make smicha, but if she wants to, she can. And even though it l'chor is avoda bekodshim, it's not avoda bekodshim, because what's it called? Since you're doing a mitzvah, so that's not called avoda bekodshim. Rashi therefore says that even if you don't need smicha, you could make it, but it's surely not docha yantif. So therefore, Beis Shammai says you bring it, and you're not allowed to make smicha on it, even though normally if you want to, you could make smicha. Hilkach olas chova nami. He loved the porat v'akra k'mishpat lo havi boy smicha, the chov and the dova lo gamir. Just like Beis Shammai doesn't learn shalmei chova from shalmei nedova, he wouldn't learn olas chova from olas nadova. So you need a pasuk to tell me it, right? You wouldn't learn one from the other. But Beis Hillel lemaisa, right? Beis Hillel lechora hold that you do learn one from the other, because they hold you do make smicha on shalmei nadova. They don't have a special pasuk for it. So lechora they learn shalmei chova from shalmei nadova. So the same thing, they can learn olas chova from olas nadova. Olas chova nami loti boy, right? The Gemara now. So just like Kivan the Gamre of the Ibeis Hillel, but Ibeis Hillel, Kivan the Gamre Shalmei Chova Shalmei Dova, they still hold you do make smicha on Shalmei Chova. Must be they learned it from Shalmei Nadova, so they can learn Olas Chova from Olas Nadova too. Then Olas Chova Nami Loti Boy Kra, the Gamre Mi Olas Nadova. So the verse says, no, we might. Who said? The Beis Hillel Shalmei Chova Shalmei Nadova Gamre? How do you know that Beis Hillel learns that you make smicha on Shalmei Chova from a binyan av from Shalmei Nadova? Who said? Dilma me olas chova gamri. And maybe they learn it from olas chova, and you need a pasuk to tell me that there's a smicha by olas chova, just like Beis Shammai. And they learn shalmei chova from olas chova. The olas chova gufa boikra. Mor says maishno me shalmei nadova lo gamri she came mitzuyin. Me olas chova nomi lo gamri she came kalu. No. If you say they can't, they don't, wouldn't have learned it from Shalmei Nadova. Why? Because Shalmei Nadova are Mitsuyim. And Shalmei Chova are what's it called, are not. So then how can you learn Shalmei Chova from Olas Chova? There's a difference between them too. Shalmei Chova are not Kolil, and Olas Chova are Kolil. The whole thing goes on the Mizbeah. So there's a difference. So just like you can't learn Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nadova, you're saying now, according to Beis Hillel, why should you be able to learn Shalmei Chova from Olas Chova? Ela Asim Minayu. No, in a chenami. You can't learn one from one. You learn them from between them. But if you wouldn't have a pasuk to tell me that Olas Chova is Chayiv, you wouldn't be able to know it. But you learn it from both of them. Okay, Rashi. Umimai de Beis Hillel. Dilma la Olam Chova min Nadova lo gamrina. Maybe Beis Hillel also doesn't learn Chova from Nadova. And therefore he needs a pasuk to tell me that Olas Chova is chayiv in smicha. Ela beis hil chova mi chova gamre. He learns taka from olas chova that he have a pasuk told me that he has smicha, but he learns to shalvei chova. Gamre shalvei chom olas chova. Hilkach olas chova boy haikra. The mishpat lios beforish ba. They wouldn't say by olas chova you wouldn't have any place to learn it from. The ilo lo haviyadin smicha lo ba olav lo beshlam dechova. There wouldn't be one of them has a pasuk. You wouldn't know it by either one. The Hachmas Nisa Divrei Akoli, and therefore this price it goes according to everybody, not only according to Beishame. Asa Bibinayu, La Ola Masnisa the Tani Tana Divrei Akoli, Enechanami. This price it goes like everybody. And everybody holds you need a pasuk by Ola Schova to tell me you need Smicha, because you couldn't learn it not from Ola Snadova and not from Shal Mechova. Vafila Beisil Boikra. May Akhar the Kaimel on Smicha by Ola Schova, Mahai Cross. Once you learn Smicha from this pasuk by Ola Schova, right? Also, lahu shal nechova mitarvayu mishal minadov nolashchova mamatzinu. Now we can learn shal nechova from both of them, from shal nechova and olashchova with what's it called with a mamatzinu. So bishal minadova shatunin smicha af shal nechova shein shlamim kamosu tana smicha. We learn it like this, just like shal nechova needs smicha, shal nechova also needs smicha. Where it says the chipirchas, what can you ask on that? No, Shal Minadova you can bring any time. That's why they need smicha. But Shal Nechova you don't bring all the time, right? Ola Schova Tochia. Sheina Mitsuyu Tuna Smicha. No, Ola Schova needs smicha because we have this pasuk. And it's not Mitsuya, you only bring it when you have to. Afaniovi Shal Nechova. Shafal P. Sheina Mitsuyu Mitana Smicha. So I can learn Shal Nechova now from Ola Schova. The chipirchas mala olas schova shein kol. No, olas schova, the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeah. Maybe that's why it needs smicha. Tomer b'shal mechova sheinam kol. Shal mechova, the whole thing doesn't go on the mizbeah. Maybe it doesn't need smicha. Shemar says shal minadova yochichu. That we have a pasuk by shal minadova that needs smicha, and the whole thing doesn't go on the mizbeah. Right? The chazar adin goes back and forth, and neither one can be the reason why it needs smicha. Elamai, the reason is that it's a korban needs smicha. Lo rizek rizeh, lo rizchovas olas chova kiri shal minadova, liklos tam hasmicha beria beraya shekei mitzuyin. You can't say the reason it needs smicha is because mitzuyin, because what's it called, shal mei chova archayim, they're not mitzuyin. Dohar ria ba olas chova lesa. Dohar ria ba olas chova lesa. Because olas chova, you have a pasuk, a mishpat, that it needs smicha. The lowri shal minadovik to reolashova, liklos tamas smicha beria shekein kolil. You can't say that the reason why it needs smicha is because it's kolil, because shal mechova also needs smicha. Shal minadova also needs smicha. The whole lesser be shal minadova, uksibu smicha. Hatsara shava shabahen al korcha, tchila tam smichasim betam hatsara shava shabishneim. Must be the reason it needs smicha is not because of the chumra of each one, because each one doesn't have the same chumra. Must be what they have in common. What do they have in common, right? Ba'olah schova v'shal minadova atzara shava shuneim shekorben yachid heim v'te'unin nesachim u'smicha afani avi kol atol nesachim v'hu korben yachid she'iton smicha. What's similar about them? They all need nesachim and they're a korben yachid and they need smicha. So any korben yachid which needs nesachim needs smicha. V'asul u'shal mechova mehai taima. But without the pasuk of shal mei of olah schova, you could not learn shall they, what's it called, chova, either. Okay. Savri beishame shall me chova lo boy smicha. Right? We're learning the Mishnah now that beishame says you bring chagiga on yontif and you don't make smicha. Why? Because it doesn't need smicha. Since it doesn't need smicha, you're not allowed to do smicha. Batanya, Amrab Yossi, lo nechleku beisham beisil al smicha asma shetzorich. Everybody agrees that shal mechova needs smicha. What is the machlokas? Amma nechleku, I'll take up the smicha shchita. Whether you have to do the smicha right before the shchita. If you do, then it has to be done on yontif, if you bring it on yontif. And if, what's it called, and if it doesn't, then you can do it erev yontif. You can do the smicha erev yontif and shecht it on yontif. Shebeishamei omrim eino tzorich. Beishamei says you don't have to make the smicha immediately before the shechita, but they hold it needs smicha. Right? Ubeisil omrim tzorich. Who? What's a tzorich? What's it called? And Beisil says, no, you have to make the smicha immediately right before the shechita, therefore you can make it on yontif. Rashi. lo nechleku la smicha b'shal mechove shetzorich. Everybody holds that shal mechove needs smicha. El kachayu b'shamay omrim so mechalei me'erev yontif. B'shok to me yontif. B'shamay holds you don't have to make the smicha on yontif. You could make it on erev yontif. V'lo amrim take up l'smicha shchita. Or it says no. Huda omr ki haitana. There's another brisa that learns the machlokas differently. Enochinami, this brisa learns that everybody holds you, that shal nechova needs smicha. The question is, do you need the smicha dafka nyantif or not? Dafka before the shchita, right before it or not? But this brisa learns the machlokas beisham beisil differently. The tanya omer of Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda lo nechleku beisham beisil al take of the smicha shchita. Everybody holds shetzorif, that you have to do the smicha immediately before shchita. And therefore, if by Shalmei hold that you needed smicha by Shalmei Chagiga, you'd have to do it on Yontif. But they what's it called? They hold it doesn't need smicha. Aman nechleku al smicha atzva. She by Shalmei omrim eino tzorech, by Shalmei omrim tzorech. So there's two ways of learning the machlokes. And what's it called? Rashi learned a third way. That the reason by Shalmei says these two ways are whether you need smicha or not, or whether the smicha has to be right before the shechita or not. Rashi in the Mishnah is a third way, which is Rabbi Yochanan in Chagiga, a third pshat in this machlokas. We have two brises that say different pshat in the machlokas, and the third pshat that Rashi says in the Mishnah, or in the Gemara before, that it's what's called a gzeira shvus, because of avodah, because of rechiva, like what's it called, mishtamish b'balichayim. You have to lean on it. It's like you're riding on it. So it's a shvus. It's awesome. And even though it's in the mikdash, since l'maisa you don't have to do it on yontif, you could do it anywhere. Even if you could do it before yontif, you could do it anywhere. You don't have to do it in the azara because you don't have to do it right before the shchita. So maybe it's not a shvus in the mikdash, or it's only shvus in mikdash is mutter by a korban tzibur, not by a korban yochid. But whatever it is, that's what Rashi says. It's because of shvus, because we're afraid, because the rabbanan asered be mishtamish with balichayim. Okay, that's but it's a third sheet that Tosfos brings down. There's three different ways of learning this machlokas. Rashi quoted the third way, and the Gemara brings down two of the ways. Okay, Rashi lo nechleku l'smicha b'shal nechove shetzorich. We know this already. Who the omer ki haitana? I'll take it l'smicha shmita shetzorich. The dover shetol smicha d'chsi v'stomach v'shochat. This way of learning is everybody holds you need take of this smicha shchita, or take of shchita smicha. But the machlokas over here is you need smicha altogether. Ala smicha atzvayim te'unim shal mechov smicha. Okay. Tana Rabbona, maisa behil lazokein, shehevi olasu la'azara lismoch alea b'yantif. Hil lazokein who held that you bring olas also on yantif. So he brought his ola to the azara to be somich on it, right? And to what's it called, the Chibru alav tamirei shamei azaken, who said you can't bring olas on yontif. So they said to him, Amru lo mativa shalvei, what are you bringing? What are you bringing over here on yontif? Because they held it was awesome. Amru lohem nekeva hi lezev cheshvam hevesia. It's a female animal, and ola is a male. It's a female, and I'm bringing it for a shlamin. And b'shamei hold the shlamin you could bring, shalmei chagiga, according to that mandi omer, according to our mission. Kishkei shlav iznava, he covered up the erva with the tail, so they couldn't see it was a zachar, and that v'holkulohem, and they left him alone. V'oso yom gavra yodim shel beishamay abeisil. That day, in the Sanhedrin, beishamay outnumbered beisilu. Ubikshu lekbo halacha kamosim. They wanted to make the halacha like that you can't bring an ola on yontif. V'hayisham zaki nechem mitalmid beishamay hazaki. There was one zaki who was a talmid of shamay hazaki. Ubava ben butishmo. And he knew the halacha was like Beisil, not like Beishamai. And even though now Beishamai outnumbered Beisil, Lamaisa, he knew that the halacha was like that. Bisholach the Hevi called Son Keder Shem Yerushalayim. So he brought a lot of what's it called sheep. Behemidim Bazar, he put them in the Azara, right? And Tosa says it was lav davka in the Azora. It means in the Harabayis, because you're not allowed to bring chulin into the Azora. You don't. You first have to be makdish it. So you brought all these animals. But Omar called me shorot to lismoch yovel v'yismoch. Anybody who wants to make smicha should come and make smicha to show that even though he's a talmid of Shammai, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that you can bring an ola and make smicha. But also Hayom Gover Yodin Shabbat Silal, and then the tables turned, and more people held like Beis Hillel. The Kavu Halacha Kamosan, they voted in the Sanhedrin, and the Halacha was like Beis Hillel. The Lo Hayasham Adam Sheira B'Dover Klum, and nobody protested it. See? Nekeva, he Shein Ola Nekeva. He told them it's an Ola, it's not an Ola, it's a Shlomit. In order else, Darkei Shalom, he didn't want to make a big deal over here, so he lied. You're allowed to be Mishana, Mishum Darkei Shalom. Well, the Zivchei Shalom, and they see him, Rova and Venuso, Shal Hillel, Hoy Mishan, Mipnei Shalom. Kishke Shalom, Bisnava, Kidei Latosam, Shayu Sobrim, Shayu Nekeva. He waved the tail, so they couldn't see that it was a Zohar. Tzon Keder, Ma'ulim Hoy. Tzon Keder is a certain kind of sheep that were choice sheep.